On today's Living Faith, producer Judy Zarek will talk with author Melanie Rigney, who herself came back to the Catholic Church after being away for over 30 years and now helps others not only find their way back, but helps them to stay there. So let's get started with Judy Zarek and Living Faith.
Melanie Rigney was baptized Catholic, but her parents never practiced their faith. For a while, Melanie and her sister would go to Mass by themselves, but after Melanie had a traumatic breakup with her boyfriend when she was a teenager, things changed. After the breakup, she had stopped by the local Catholic church to try and sort things out.
I couldn't get into the church. It was locked, and I proceeded to take this as a sign from God that God didn't really want to have anything to do with me, and that was just fine because I wasn't going to have anything to do with God anymore either. The sad thing, I think, is nobody ever asked me why I quit going to church, not any of my friends, not my parents, nobody in my family. It was just accepted that Melanie didn't go to church anymore.
Melanie had stopped going to the Catholic Church in 1971 and didn't step foot back into one again until her mother's funeral in 1990.
Tried to go to church back in Chicago a couple of times, especially at Easter. After my mother died, kind of didn't work for me. Then my life kind of started bottoming out.
Melanie's marriage began to unravel, and she found herself in an insecure financial situation. But she had a core group of friends that helped her through some of the trouble.
The people I admired most in my life didn't necessarily have any more marital or financial stability than I did, and yet they seemed happier and calmer. And the thing they all had in common was a faith in God.
Finding God was still something Melanie wanted to do. She moved to Arlington, Virginia to get a new start. She started seeing a therapist to help her deal with different areas of her life, including her spiritual side. Her therapist suggested she try out a Catholic church that was just walking distance away from Melanie's home.
I went to church for a couple of Sundays and then mustered up the courage to call and ask about this program for returning Catholics, which was incredibly helpful.
The 8-week program Melanie attended was called Landings. It's a program that welcomes back returning Catholics and reacquaints them with the faith.
There are a number of them. They typically all follow a similar kind of format where it's an open environment, whether it's a one-time session or, in essence, the formation of a small faith prayer group. That ability to question and then to understand why the church's position is what it is, I think is critical to folks who have been away. I received communion for the first time in 35 years on Christmas Day of 2005 and been around ever since.
Through Melanie's experience with Landings, she met and became good friends with one of its directors, Anna Lanave. Combining their talents, they wrote a book together about how best to welcome back returning Catholics.
The book really talks about ways you can create your own program if you like, or again, if just by your parish being more welcoming. And there's also a list of resources in the back so that you can kind of explore the existing programs and see which one of them might be right for your parish. This is a ministry we both are on fire for, because both having been away from the church, we know how much more full and meaningful one's life is when they are connected with Christ. My greatest prayer for this book would be that priests and lay leaders can manage to lift themselves up a bit from the day-to-day and stop and provide a friendly smile and a warm welcome to people who are really afraid to be there. Something as simple as a smile or a handshake, that you may be the person who leads that person back to Christ simply by that small thing.
Melanie relates how things have changed for her now that she's back in the church. Most importantly, things are different when she isn't at her home parish for a few weeks at a time.
I cannot tell you the number of people who stopped me on the street or stopped me in restaurants or stopped me in coffee houses and said, "Hey, haven't seen you for a while." I think it's helpful for people who are away from the church to understand that while Mass is certainly the integral part of our faith, there are so many other ways we live it every single solitary day.
For Living Faith, I'm Judy Zarek, challenging you to make a difference for someone this Sunday at Mass. You never know. You might be the instrument God was looking for. You can find Melanie and Anna's book, When They Come Home, at Amazon.com, or find a link at our website, franciscanmedia.org.
You're listening to American Catholic Radio.